This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. It's National Macaroon Day. Do you like macaroons, Jacob?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now...
Well, coconut
things?
Yeah.
And sometimes dipped in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, today is also National Speak and Complete Sentences Day, which no one does anymore. They just text, right? And it's National Save Your Hearing Day. And I personally, most of my colleagues were DJs before they hosted talk shows. So they have no hearing left anymore. And I'm convinced that hearing aids would be a growth industry. Because not only in radio, where all these guys were DJs and playing music, you know, if it didn't rock your brains, then it wasn't loud enough. But also, because we went to rock concerts and stuff like that. But... Have you know, movies are really, really loud. X-Men did very well over the weekend. So Alice in the Looking Glass, not so well, which was sort of my reviews. But I now carry earplugs with me to wear at a lot of screenings because it's just too loud. And I figure there's a certain amount of deterioration from your hearing anyway, just because the membrane gets... You know, the little hairs in the membrane get bent. But I just didn't be able to hear, as opposed to sign language. So be careful of your hearing. On this day in 1790, the United States enacts its first copyright statute, the Copyright Act, strangely enough called the Copyright Act of 1790. That way you'll never forget when it was the Copyright Act. If you think about it, copyright is a relatively modern phenomenon because books were... In monasteries, the little monk with his little quill pen would copy them. And then Gutenberg, although the Chinese apparently had books 2,000 years. I mean, Gutenberg Press was, what, late 1400s. So, and the Chinese had it like several thousand years before that. But, and then when Gutenberg and the printing press, but still books were considered very valuable, not only because... There were not very many of them, but because they contained arcane knowledge. And in fact, that's one of the problems about the Chinese, is every new dynasty would come in and burn the old ones because they didn't, you know, strange kind of thing. So copyright is a relatively modern concept because you don't care about copyright if there's only one copy of your book. And in fact, people did plagiarize from one another, and it was considered perfectly okay. It was just... You took the information and you would recopy it or reinterpret it. The idea of copyright is a relatively modern phenomenon. I just thought you'd want to know that. I'm reading about China right now. In 1859, this day, the clock tower at the House of Parliament, which houses Big Ben, started keeping time. There's a huge controversy about Big Ben going on now because it's beginning to run down, I believe, and to fix it so it will run, is something like, I think, a 6 million euro price tag or something, so they're trying to figure out who's going to pay for it. I think things like that we should keep. I think that is part of our history. I don't know who's going to pay for it, but the Queen's got a lot of money. Maybe Charles will do it. I don't know. On this day in 1879, the Gilmore Gardens was renamed Madison Square Garden by William Henry Vanderbilt and was opened to the public at 26th Street and Madison Avenue, which is, for those of you who've ever been to Madison Square Garden, it's not on Madison. It's on 7th. So the question is, why is it called Madison Square Garden? And because the original, it was called Madison Square because it was a square on Madison Avenue at 26th Street, where Broadway and 5th Avenue cross, more or less. So there you go. So the next time you're watching something in MSG, which is the, I guess, the cable channel as well. It also stands for monosodium glutamate, which gives me a headache. Madison Square Garden can give me a headache sometimes, too.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1911, the hull of the ocean liner Titanic is launched. Titanic still seems to me to be one of those, even the word itself, when I saw the movie Titanic and that the word Titanic comes up on the screen, it was huge letters, James Cameron. And there had been a lot of rumors about that movie and it had been delayed, and so everybody was expecting kind of a bomb, and it turned out to be this fantastic movie. But it still brings tears to my eyes. The whole, and I've been to the exhibit. It was a traveling exhibit in several different venues. Because I've seen it, in Denver, I think I've seen it in New York, I've seen it in one of my affiliates, maybe someplace in Tennessee or Atlanta, I can't remember, but I've seen it like at least three or four times. It's worth seeing. It's somehow, because I guess that the hubris involved, I think doesn't have that effect on you, that this huge kind of bigger than life event that was, you know, The unsinkable Titanic, unsinkable Molly Brown. There you go. You don't have the same. It doesn't have the same resonance with you.
The Titanic.
Yeah.
I think it does. I mean, I always liked it. It's pretty intense.
Have you ever seen
story.
Any of the exhibits?
I haven't. No.
They're worth seeing because a lot of the stuff was preserved because it sunk so quickly and was in such cold water. That a lot of the stuff is really, I mean, you can see like gloves and jewelry and silverware and all sorts of things. It's spooky. In 1927, the last model, a Ford Model T, rolls off the assembly line after a production run of 15,007,003 vehicles. That's a lot of vehicles. And they switched it for the model. Model A was first, right? And then Model T. So, and I think the Model A was discontinued last week. I don't know. Maybe this is a big month for manufacturing Fords. I don't know. In 1929, the first talking Mickey Mouse cartoon, The Carnival Kid with K's, was released. So Mickey, do you know the story about Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney?
What story? I don't think so.
Well, the story, if you look at the original pictures of Walt Disney, of Mickey Mouse, he doesn't look at all like he does now. He looked like a rat. Not even a mouse. He looked like a rat.
Okay.
And it turns out that Disney was working in his garage. His studio was in his garage. It was really cold, and there was actually a mouse there. And that's where Mickey Mouse came from. But it's pretty interesting to look at the evolution of that face, because it went from looking very rodent-like to being very rounded.
I Mickey Rat doesn't have quite the same ring to
no.
it.
No. Well, he could have been Roger Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Roger Rodent. I don't know. No, Mickey Mouse works pretty well.
Yeah.
And then in 1985, the United States-Canada tornado outbreak. 41 tornadoes hit Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Ontario, leaving 76 dead. Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a thing today that said between 2030 and 2050, they expect a quarter of a million people to die from heat stroke.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they said that that not only is the Earth warming up, but they also think that part of the global warming has to do with volcanoes. Because they throw a huge amount. The one that erupted a couple of years ago, remember, over Iceland and had that cloud over all of Europe? They said that spewed more carbon dioxide into the air than 100 years of cars. So,
oh, wow.
You know, we focus on some of the wrong things. But, as I said, you know, no one ever says, oh, my gosh, don't go outside. There's sun.
Right.
There are... Around here, there are all these signs up about Zika.
Yeah.
Which, listen, if Zika helps get rid of some mosquitoes, I am very much a fan. But there are people who won't travel out of the country now because of Zika. I don't know. I don't know how much of a threat it is. It's very hard to tell from the news accounts because, as you know, the news tends to make everybody scared about everything. Ready? 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind you'd like to chat about, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sorry, 855-993-7569. So I thought we would look at, I can't believe some of the things that you guys are not interested in talking with me about, or at least you're not interested in responding on Facebook. I thought the idea should be separate someone's accomplishments from their character. Why are we not? I thought that you guys would be all over that. Apparently not. I also thought who is someone you've lost contact with you'd like to speak to again. I thought that was pretty cool. I think that one came, someone's accomplishment I'm trying to remember exactly where that came from. The obvious case that comes to mind, it was Pete Rose and Muhammad Ali, but there was somebody else. There was something else that came to mind. Oh, I know. Anthony Weiner. That's actually a very good documentary. It's heartbreaking, I suppose. And also OJ. So I guess there are a fair number of examples. Hopefully I haven't exhausted the list. Someone to be in touch with was really, as I said, because I lost my best friend a couple of months ago. And all of a sudden, so I was kind of feeling that void, that vacuum. And so I sort of called some people, but coincidentally, some people that I hadn't been in touch with for a long time got in touch with me out of the blue. So apparently I was sending out that vibe that said, "Hi, I'm lonesome, give me a call." And they did. And I mean, some of them there were a couple people that I called, but a bunch more had called me just out of nowhere. Makes you believe in collective something or other. All right, so I thought we'd talk about the best gift you've ever received. And don't say, hopefully you're not saying things like the gift of life, because yeah, but come on. All right, so Jacob, can you think of the best gift you've ever received?
That's a really tough one. I got a dirt bike when I was like 15 or something. That was pretty
sweet.
That's
a pretty cool one. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, let's see, you made me, that's really funny, because I'm not sure what I would have said before that, but I remember when I was about, I think I was about 6, and one of my grandmothers gave me this doll. It was called Bobby, and it was almost as tall as I was, and she gave one to my sister as well. And this was it was a boy doll. It wasn't like Ken. I don't think, except Ken isn't anatomically correct either, I don't believe. I think we've checked that out. And that's why Barbie left him, supposedly. Okay, I digress. But I remember that doll, and he was huge, and he could walk. I mean, he didn't walk by himself, but you could articulate his legs. I'll tell you I've told this story. I don't think I've told it to y'all, but I got an award for charity work at one point. And I told the following story. When I was just about this, I think I was actually younger, I think I was about 4 or 5, and the same grandmother, and I think this is maybe why she started giving gifts rather than money, she gave me 2 $1 bills. Crispy, yummy. And she gave my sister, who's 18 months younger than I am, or she used to be now, she's 10 years older than I am, it's a miracle. She gave my sister a $10 bill. I'm not stupid. So I said to my sister, "I'll give you 2 of mine for yours." And my sister, who was younger, said, "Okay," thinking she just got the best of me. At which point my mother took the $10 bill, because apparently the $10 bill was intended for the entire family, and I would have been able to keep the $2 bills. So it really taught me a lot about my sister, my mother, and trying to con people out of money. And I think that was the last time I ever... So that was one of those gifts that... it was a gift of understanding of, do not try and do things like that because you will lose. And I did. But I remember Bobby, my doll, and had kind of close-cropped, curly hair. It was cool. All right, let's see what other people have gotten as their best gifts.
All right. Mike says, the gifts I buy myself.
Mike, you're such a guy. yeah, right, because you know they're going to fit. And
right.
I can tell you one of the best gifts I gave, which is my father was kind of like Mike. He was always very well-dressed. He was colorblind. So he would buy his own clothes, and we didn't have any much money, but my father was always very well dressed, and so I was always trying to figure out what to get him and he didn't use aftershave, so what do you get? So one year I stole one of his gloves and buried it in the backyard. I wonder if it's still there. Probably. So I knew he needed a new pair of gloves. I thought that was pretty smart. I never told him.
Yeah.
Don't tell now. And I will tell you a gift. This is when I start on the air. Margaret Truman had written a book about her days in the White House. And she was married to, I guess, the editor of, I think it was the New York Times. His name just went out of my head, but it will It was either the Washington Post or the New York Times. I think it was the New York Times. And she was on my program, and we talked with her about Christmas in the White House, and she got all of these dolls from all over the world, and what she really wanted was a train set. And right after Christmas, or right after this first year, I got this lovely thank you note from her, handwritten on lovely vellum, that said that her husband had given her a train set because he'd heard the interview, and that's what she'd always wanted. And she got, that's what he gave her. And so she thanked me that she finally got what she wanted for Christmas because of my program. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing of how she got what she wanted. Let's see who she was married to. Clifton Truman Daniel. Oh, that's her son. Wait a minute. So she had married, where does it say she, Clifton Daniel. Yeah, there we go. There's a picture of her on the website that doesn't look at all like her, but there we go. So Clifton had sent her a train set for Christmas. All right, let's see what other people said. Yeah, that made me very happy. It was one of my favorite things.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so Michael buys himself whatever he wants.
Yep, Matt says, my kids.
Yeah. They're sort of not exactly a gift. I mean, you can't return them, right? You can't get credit for them. When I put that up, I thought, oh, dear. Well, let's see what people are going to say. All right,
right,
keep going.
Nina says, when my three boys, husband and grandson, took me to Yankee Stadium for Mother's Day.
Well, that's a pretty cool gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the few things I can remember my father ever taking. I think it was just me. It may have been one of my other sibs as well. He took me to in Denver to Bears Stadium, and the Denver Bears, where it used to be the farm team. I don't know if they are anymore. For the New York Yankees. Oh no, they're not the farm team because they have their own Major League Baseball team. But he took me to a baseball game. I don't think Dad really particularly liked baseball. I don't think he really understood it, but he did take me to a baseball game. So I think that was Bears Stadium. Right. I have my karate candlestick. I went to the old candlestick for a May baseball game that I wore long underwear, leather pants, a shearling jacket, and still froze to death. Luckily, they don't use that stadium anymore. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play. Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, Michelle. What's
on
your mind?
I listen to your show all the time, and I use your strategies and solutions all the time, but now I need your advice on something.
Okay.
I have a 15-year-old boy.
Okay.
And we have a little beach house in a family compound.
Oops.
And sometimes
I can see this coming. Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes we drop him off by himself to play with his cousins down there.
How old are his cousins?
And his cousins are 15, too. And we dropped him off the other day and said, okay, only your cousins are allowed in the beach house, but no one else. And about an hour later, I took a surprise visit with his little brother to go for a walk on the beach. And his little brother went running in the house, and he came running out. And I said, what's going on? Who's in there? And he said, a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson said, they were on the bed, Mommy.
Well, we didn't exactly think they'd be hanging from the chandeliers. So what's...
Well, no, but, you know, the point is not that he was with a girl. It was that we asked him not to have anyone in the house.
Well, okay. What's the question to me?
What is your advice for a consequence for him? you know,
well, I'd ask him.
He's a good kid.
Yeah, I'd ask him. I'd say, hey, look, here's the deal. I trusted you. You said you wouldn't have anybody in the house. You did. What do you think is an appropriate punishment? I guarantee you what he's going to say is, I don't know. But you're going to say, all right, look, you got 24 hours, and either you come up with something or I will. And hopefully he will. But, I mean, it would seem to me that he can't be at the beach house by himself for a while. The problem is, Michelle, realistically, remember what it's like to be 15. And I don't know whether his cousins did it or, you know, and some girl said, well, just can I see the house or hormones or whatever. The problem is, you put temptation in somebody's way, what are they going to do? And they're going to be tempted. And it's not that I think what he did was okay, because it's really not. But realistically, I mean, it's not like he chopped the house down. And realistically, probably what you need to do is not have him there unsupervised for a while.
Yeah,
I mean, the problem is if he were if he were 17, would it be any better? And I don't know. I mean, but I think rather than sort of be sinners in the hands of an angry mother, what I would probably do is say to him, all right, what's the deal here? You know, what do you think is a reasonable kind of punishment? And then say, you know, it sounds like you're really not old enough to be able to say no to your, you know, either your friends or your temptations.
Right.
And that's probably true.
So just a temporary, you know, you can't go down to the beach house with unattended, you know, for a while.
Well, no, I think you could do, what if we're up to you, what would the punishment be?
If it was up to me?
Yeah.
Well, I had thought about it a little bit, and what I thought was to have a temporary, you can't be dropped off at the beach until July. And then after that, you know, you can have another chance because I want you to build your trust up again. You know, I want
to
build your trust.
Okay, I think that's an unreasonable, but why don't you let him come up with it?
If it happens again, then the consequence will be more severe.
Well, you need to tell them what the severe is. I mean, deterrence only work if, so you have to think about it. But, my dear, you've just done all the work.
I don't know.
All right, well, but, Michelle, that's why I'm suggesting that you, I think what you're saying as a backup plan isn't bad. But you hear me all the time saying that whatever kids decide to do, whatever plans they make, whatever they come up with, even if it's wrong, they're going to learn a lot more from what you come up with. You're already a grown-up. So if he thinks it's too, look, if he thinks that not being dropped off just till July is too severe, he'll become a terrorist. He'll get sneaky. He'll, you know, he'll get a friend to stay out front, whatever. If he thinks it's too minor, then he figures, well, that wasn't much of a deal. I can do this again. So no matter what you do, it's wrong. No matter what he does, it's right. And if he says, well, I don't think there should be a consequence, you could say, sorry, wrong answer. Come up with something better.
Come up with something.
Okay.
Okay. Question number two is, should I tell the mom, the girl's mom?
Why? What would be the point?
I thought that I should tell the girl's mom because I would want them to tell me. If it were me, I would want to know.
To say what? That the kids were over at the house?
Yeah, just so that she knew.
Oh, Michelle, you're going to run so far afoul of your son on this one. I think, first of
all
right. you really expect to get a call from every girl that your son visits saying your son was over here. Did you know?
Well, no, but just the fact that it's about being in the house when we're not there.
Well, you know? But Michelle, you're tattling, number one. Number two, you're not doing this to protect the girl. You're doing this to keep her away from your son, and your son's going to be furious with you, and legitimately so.
No, I don't.
You're treating him like he was...
from my son. No, that's not
You're treating him like he was four.
I kind of got in the car, and I let her leave without even saying anything to her. Because what if he really likes her? I don't want to, you know, that's
Well, so if he
you.
Really... let's go through it. If he really likes her, and you call up and say to her, Mom, did you know your daughter was over with my son, and she's not allowed to see him?
You're right.
Okay, and if they don't really like each other, you've just humiliated the 15-year-old.
You're right.
Yeah, there's no percentage play here. I mean, I think you can say to both of them, you know, this is not okay. I mean, look, Michelle, the point is your son. He has to take responsibility for his behavior. He didn't.
Right.
Don't get distracted by the trivial.
Thank you. I needed that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Elizabeth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'll present my question first, and then maybe you can give me some advice. I just want to know how I could handle a myriad of medical problems that keep coming on. Every day I get up, I have something new that comes in, and I can't handle these things anymore.
All right, take a deep breath for a minute. How old are you, Elizabeth?
60.
Okay, you single or married?
I'm single.
Okay, were you married before?
Yes.
How long ago?
About 20 years ago.
So you've been divorced for 20 years.
Right.
You have kids?
Yes, grown kids.
Okay, what do you have a job?
I'm retired now. but I work part-time.
So, well, when you say you work part-time, how many hours a week do you work?
Well, it varies from week to week.
What do you do?
I do part diem teaching.
Teaching?
Yes.
So you're like a substitute teacher?
Yes.
Okay. What are the medical problems that you're experiencing?
Well, I have a lot of major medical problems and then some minor ones.
Elizabeth, you're not telling me anything. What I asked you specifics, you're giving me abstract statements that don't mean anything. What are the major problems?
I have liver problems.
What does that mean?
Hepatitis.
Okay. How long have you had hepatitis?
About 29 years.
Okay, so it's chronic, not acute.
Right.
Okay. What else?
I have osteoporosis.
Okay. Again, chronic, not acute.
Right. I have major arthritis.
Elizabeth, you're bored out of your mind. And what you do when you wake up in the morning, you're probably a little depressed, and that's not, you know, not something to take lightly. But basically, you've got nothing going on in your life. You get up in the morning. My guess is, on days where you teach, you feel significantly better on days when you don't teach. And it's not because it's some kind of miraculous thing. It's because you're bored. You got nothing going on. So you focus on the pings and dings of your body. And as you know, gravity is not our friend. Getting older is maybe helpful for our head, but not for the rest of our body particularly. You need, do you get any exercise at all?
I used to, but I'm not at this point. I have problems with my knees.
Elizabeth, you got problems because you're not doing anything. If you can't, if you're too heavy, swim or walk or get a bicycle. Elizabeth, you are a relatively healthy woman, and you've got probably 20 to 30 to 40 years left on this planet, and you're wasting them, and you're feeling sorry for yourself. If you're feeling that, my guess is, again, the combination of being bored and being depressed, if it's mostly boredom, do something. Do some volunteer activity. Decide you're going to start walking with some of your friends. Join the gym.
If I feel okay, I go to work. I go to work when I can.
Elizabeth, you got to push yourself more. Have you noticed that when you go to work that you feel better when you're at work on the days that are marginal, that you're not sure whether you should go or not, and somehow you find the energy to go, that you feel much better once you get to work?
Yes, but when I wake up sometimes I get all these problems and I can't go to work.
Elizabeth, do you have insurance right now?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever seen a therapist?
Yes.
When?
Well, about a year ago.
For what?
Well, with these problems that I have.
And did the therapy help?
For a while.
Did the therapist put you on medication?
No.
Okay. Elizabeth, I think you're depressed, number one. I still think you're bored. I think that you're lonely. I want you to do two things for me. If you like your therapist, call up the therapist and go back and see the therapist. I think you need to talk about medication, at least for the short term. Just see if you can, just to prove to yourself that, I mean, one of the ways that we know that people are depressed is they take antidepressants and feel better. I know, someone's going to call up and say, placebo effect, placebo. I'm not arguing that. But number one, I think you need to talk about a short-term antidepressant, number one. And you may be taking other medications because of the hepatitis and because of the osteoporosis. So I want somebody to monitor this. I don't want you to go and pop a St. John's wort or something. I want somebody to monitor this. Number two, what I'd like you to do is for the next week, no matter how you feel in the morning, unless you feel like you're hemorrhaging from orifices, get up and do something. Get up and go to work. Push yourself and see if you don't feel better, right? Call me 1 week from today. But so number one, I want you to call and talk with a therapist or make an appointment with a therapist. And it may take a week to get there. I think you need to talk about medication. But in the meantime, what I want you to do is just push yourself, all right? And see if you can't find that as you push yourself that you begin to believe in your own health, your own... I mean, you do the best you can with what you've got, and what you're doing is succumbing. And I get it, but I think that the worst... You feel emotion, the worse you're going to feel physically. And that doesn't get you any place. It's just a huge, big hole that you're digging for yourself.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're at 855-993-7569. So I guess there is probably more family reunions that I know about over the 4th of July than there over Memorial Day. We actually had tanks down in Battery Park, which on the one hand is kind of cool, right? You can climb around on them. On the other hand, it's not cool at all. Although I will tell you my secret desire, which is if I ever had had to drive in New York, I would like to have a tank. Right? You just roll right over the top of people. I would do that. Yeah, not drivers in the, and it's New York drivers. Most people in New York don't drive. It's the New Jersey drivers. I know. You're going to send me. You're saying I'm a bigot. It took me about 3 weeks of when I moved to New York to become a New Jersey bigot. Everybody in New York is a New Jersey bigot. And you know, it's actually not a bad state. It's mostly a farm state, which most people don't understand. But and I also read that Florida is the second in terms of horse racing or horse raising after Kentucky. Did you realize that?
No.
I didn't either. I'm reading all these kind of cool things that, as I said, my latest preoccupation is China. It's a really interesting... I mean, China really ruled the world for a very long time, and we're very hard away. They invented the umbrella. We say Leonardo da Vinci did, but he didn't. Chinese invented long before. They invented spaghetti and gunpowder and books, written books.
Wow.
Yeah, all sorts of things. And they were the abacus, which is a decimal system.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of years... Well, everybody in Europe was kind of living in hovels. And the United States, you know, we weren't even a twinkle in George's eye. All right, let's see what other gifts people have liked.
All right. Barbara says, in about 1954, a green Huffy two-wheeler bicycle. I was 7, and I loved that bike.
Okay, I can just see that. And I'll bet you it had, those fringes on the handlebars, right, that blow in the wind. And remember when we were kids that you would take a playing card and a clothespin and put it on the spokes in the back wheel? So it would go clickety-clickety-click. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. Kind of like a motorcycle.
Well, not exactly like a motorcycle, but it did make noise.
That's what I thought.
It sounded kind of cool. You thought it was a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But you didn't probably have the fringe, right?
No.
I actually had a six-shooter. I had an Annie Oakley six-shooter. But that's because I grew up in Colorado. And being the anti-gun person we know I are, and it had caps that smelled terrible, and I would pull out my gun and shoot. I also loved water guns, water pistols. But somehow hesitate to admit this, but I went someplace and they had paintball. Have you ever done that?
Paintball?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I've shot one.
Really?
It's really
fun. Which is sort of alarming. It's like I feel about drones. I think they're an invasion of privacy. I think they're a weapon and drug delivery system, and I want one. Not for those reasons.
Right.
My brother is coming to stay with me, and apparently he has a drone.
Nice.
So we had to... I said, I don't know if you can get away with that in New York. This is a pretty high-alert place. But supposedly down by me, you can actually fly drones. And I'm not sure that's true, because... It would seem to me if you could, I would have already seen them. And I've never seen a drone down here. I've seen huge Huey helicopters. When I took the Staten Island Ferry over the weekend, just because I do it on holidays, and they have patrol boats with machine guns. And the guy has his hand on the gun. It's
wow.
Not like he's, oh, yeah, this is a serious security kind of city. So I don't know about the drones. Maybe I'll let him try it first.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure out where we send the remains. I don't know. All right. So so I had a gun, and paintball is... I can't believe that I really actually liked it. But it's really fun. And it actually doesn't feel terrifically good when they spatter you with paint there, because they're... I also like the ones where you shoot ping pong balls at people. See, there's a part of me that maybe that's why I don't have a car, is because I drive too fast, and maybe it's because I don't want a gun because I think I'd probably shoot somebody. I wouldn't shoot anybody, but I do like the idea. I like the idea of harmless gunplay. I'm not sure I like the idea of bullets very much. Just throw them at somebody.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
All right. Next up is Lisa. And she says, my mom and dad and 3 brothers.
Okay. I'm not sure those are gifts. I got it. I got that. And you're the little princess, because you're the only girl. You and your mom have to band together. It's really interesting, because both my brothers are younger than I am, or they used to be. And now they really function as big brothers. I think they decided that either they're older and wiser, and that I'm kind of vaguely nincompoopy, because they will call up and say, I don't think you should do this. So they become very protective in their old age. Of course, I'm not old at all. But
yeah.
All right, keep going.
Next is Brenda, and she says, the make it and bake it gifts that our family gives on Christmas.
Well, could you give me some examples?
Yeah, no specific examples here.
No specific examples. My daughter, who's actually a pretty good cook, loves making like infused oils.
Ah, yeah.
Which are pretty cool. One year I decided that for Christmas I should make gifts as well. And I'm a pretty good psychologist. I would not say I'm a great seamstress. And I decide, you probably have never seen them, but there was a time where those little monkeys that are made out of socks, you know, the brown ones with the red, the sort of red heels, and you make a mouth out of them. And I decided to make those for everybody. And I have five brothers and sisters. So on Christmas Eve, I'm desperately sewing, and of course I'm getting blood all over everything because I'm not a very good seamstress, and everybody hated them. So that I may have decided that maybe making things was not... I also made my, it was then boyfriend, became my fiancé, then became my husband. I sent him some chocolate chip cookies when he was in graduate school. And apparently I didn't have enough postage on it. He had no money. And it cost him like $25 or something because I sent it first class because I didn't know. And so those cookies cost like 10 bucks a piece or something. But they were delicious. Gifting is a complicated issue. All right, what else you got?
All right, next up is Kiana. She says, I got a bright red girl's Schwinn when I was 9. We lived about 6 or 7 miles from town, and that bike was my freedom. I rode it until my big brother got a car. Then I rode his Super Latour like the freaking wind.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that. You can just picture that, right? Her pedaling like crazy. What else?
Male says, my children.
Again, although I'll tell you the best comment I ever heard. A friend of mine from college came up when my daughter was first born, and I said something about my daughter. He said, she's only loaned to you. I thought that was a great way of thinking about children. They're only on loan to you. They're really their own person. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind? Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.